Educating us today, we greet Nancy Lamborn, head of HR for eVestment, a global investor data and analytics software company. Nancy has 20 years in HR leadership roles, is a published author, and has a senior professional HR designation. She's accompanied by Mark Scott in our guest gallery. Thank you for making your time available. Welcome back to the SME Showcase of Atlanta show, live from the City Club of Buckhead. And now, Heather, we would like to understand our next speaker's background, Nancy Lamborn.
Nancy Lamborn is the head of human resources for eVestment, a global leader in institutional investor, asset manager, and hedge fund data and analytics software. In the 5 years she has been with eVestment, the company has grown from 45 employees in Atlanta to 287 employees in 6 offices around the world. During this time, the company has been named to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Best Workplaces list and the Atlanta Business Chronicle's Top Workplaces. Prior to eVestment, Nancy spent 20 years in human resources leadership roles at several commercial insurance brokerage houses in the metro Atlanta area and had several articles published. She obtained her senior professional in human resources designation in 2009 and holds a bachelor's degree in human resources management.
Thank you, Heather. Another thing worth noting is eVestment has appeared on Inc. magazine's list of the fastest-growing private companies in America for 8 consecutive years, and in 2015 continued its international expansion with its newest office opening in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Nancy is joining us today to talk about some innovative processes eVestment has in place to help hire and retain top talent during eVestment's rapid growth. Now let's meet our guest, Nancy Lamborn from eVestment's. Welcome, Nancy.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Now let's have your perspective on human resource innovation with our first question, and that is eVestment has been growing very fast in the past few years. Tell me some of the most innovative HR processes you've implemented to help find and retain top people, Nancy.
Well, we ended up hiring about 100 people in 2014, which about doubled our workforce, and we anticipate hiring another 80 to 100 people again in 2015. And with the growth of the company, one of the areas we really needed to innovate was in recruiting. So our recruiting process is very deliberate and very hands-on. We interview for cultural fit that we consider to be as critical as job qualifications. Part of that includes peer-to-peer and team interviews. Candidates will interview with between 5 and 10 of their potential leaders and coworkers. And we usually want 100% agreement on a candidate before we will move ahead to hire. We do place a huge emphasis on fit, both for us and for the candidate. The smartest person isn't going to be successful in a culture that they don't enjoy. So it's crucial for us to have a job fit and a culture fit. We approach the hiring process with low attrition specifically in mind, and we're very deliberate about our candidate experience, from the greeting, the tour of the office, to the follow-up and the closure. We want employees to really see what it's like to work at eVestment by experiencing that firsthand. Every candidate gets a response from us, so they all know where they stand in the process. And we find that candidates appreciate the follow-up, and even if they didn't get the position, we hope that they speak highly of our firm to others in the community when the process is over. Our process to apply online is fast. It takes under 4 minutes. And all resumes that come into the building that we receive are personally reviewed by an individual. We don't choose to use algorithms or automated keyword selections to find our candidates. This innovation to a more hands-on, high-touch approach may seem counterintuitive today, as the trends are clearly moving towards much more automation, but the costs of hiring the wrong person or not getting the top candidate into your applicant pool, we find them to be enormous.
Well, we've talked about technology with Michael, the broad effects of HR technology. In the world of technology is changing so quickly, Nancy, can you tell us about your HR processes to help employees continue to innovate?
Sure. Innovation is actually one of our company's six core values, and we recruit specifically for innovation, and it's a critical part of the company's daily interactions. Fostering an innovative culture starts in the recruiting process, and because we want to continue to foster this environment where innovation is encouraged, we ask specific interview questions that allow us to see the more creative or innovative side of candidates. We ask for specific examples of situations that they've solved in an innovative way, and then we try to determine how comfortable they are with thinking outside the box and taking risks.
All right. Well, Nancy, once employees are on board, how do you help them foster the innovation?
Our leadership team actually fosters creativity and innovation all across the organization, encouraging everyone to take risk, and then more specifically with company-wide programs and events. For example, at our 2013 annual meeting, our leaders handed out poker chips to symbolize for people that they have the power to put a chip down and make a decision on a bet or a project or a decision that they were passionate about. And a more programmatic effort to foster innovation is our own internal Shark Tank-style competition. On company time, teams of investment employees worked up ideas for product extensions or new product concepts and pitched them to the company leadership team. And even myself and members of my team were able to participate. And we were able to spend company time focused on multiple areas of the business and throw out ideas without a lot of constraints. And the winning project actually gets produced and rolled out, and the winning team gets to participate in profits generated by that product. We also allow time for innovative special projects, or what we call 10% projects. Employees get allocations of unstructured time where they can ask the what-if questions, and then they're given time to create new products or business concepts from the answers. And the best ideas are funded and incubated and have actually become an important source of innovation at our company. And I think people innovate and excel if you expect them to and you create an environment that encourages this behavior. There's a story that's been around for a while about a naive young teacher who was assigned to the worst classroom of underperforming students in her school, and mistaking a list of their locker numbers for their IQ numbers, this teacher treated these students as if they were brilliant. So the story goes that because she expected them to perform at superior levels, they rose to that level of expectation and performed extremely well. I think it's the same when you have an environment that has an expectation of innovation. There's a prevailing sense of freedom to question why, and if people can routinely take the liberty of trying a better way, then innovation becomes an expected part of that culture.
Well, profit participation gets people's attention. So how does recognition go into fostering an innovative culture and keeping people engaged?
Well, at eVestment, we're very liberal with recognition because people just respond really well to that. People want to work at a company and stay there where their efforts and the efforts of their teammates are recognized. For us, for example, whenever we close a new client, the lead salesperson actually sends an email to the entire company highlighting the new customer, the size of the deal, and specifically naming everyone who was involved in putting that deal together. That list includes people from marketing, technology, product development, legal, and contracts, not just people on the sales team. So that way, everyone feels invested in the success of the sales cycle, and they see the part that they play. We also have a series of annual Founders Awards that are peer nominated, and they're given out around the company's six core values. Those are innovation, excellence, focus, integrity, teamwork, and humility and attitude. And after the awards are announced and presented, the CEO sends an email to the entire company highlighting everyone who was nominated, not just the winners, but to ensure that even if someone didn't win, employees who were nominated are still given recognition for the work they did that exemplified those specific company values.
Thank you, Nancy, for rounding out our viewpoints here today. We appreciate your time and appearance in the studio. Nancy, can you give us some final thoughts?
You know, all indications are telling us that we're at what looks to be the end of a prolonged economic slump, and it's easy for some companies to forget how difficult it can be to attract great talent when there are lots of people available and looking. But as a small growing company, we've always had to innovate to build our employment brand and attract and retain great people. So you've got an improving economy that's going to shrink the pool of available talent, and at the same time, you have recent college graduates entering the workforce who have very different notions of work-life balance and who are very passionate about doing meaningful work in an innovative setting. And in some cases, those attitudes are trickling up to your more experienced workers. So I do believe that less innovative companies are going to find themselves losing the good creative talent to companies that foster that innovation. So the competitive advantage, I think, is going to go to the companies that are more comfortable with taking informed risk on how you bring people in, who you bring in, and then how you treat them once they're on board. So the company is able to realize the reward of the great performance, the employee retention, and then ultimately financial success for the business.
Well, thank you, Nancy, for some great ideas and practical applications of an innovative company for the small to medium-sized company. I would like to thank you for rounding out our viewpoints here today, Nancy. We appreciate your time and appearance in the studio today.
Thanks for having me.